The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast are those of the presenters and are not shared by Jukasa Radio or its affiliations.
It's time for Smoke Signals, keeping it traditional all hour long on Jukasa Radio.
This is for my Native American people nationwide. Yeah.
Hey,
yo.
Welcome, welcome.
Ayo, ayo, ayo. What's going on, man?
How you doing?
Welcome to Smoke Signals.
First time?
It's that time again.
Yes, sir.
It is. Always. It is, man.
You know, in such a crazy world, this is a constant thing that you can be sure that Wednesday at 7, it'll be Smoke Signals.
Yeah.
Yes. It's very true.
You don't know, fam.
How's your guys' weekend, your Thanksgiving weekends?
Yo, it was wicked, man. I was in Rice Lake at the cottage with the fam.
How far away is that?
It's like 2.5 hours.
Oh, really?
But it took me like 3.5 hours to get there.
Well, haven't got lost.
Oh, yeah, but it's dark. You can't see nothing out there.
Okay,
man.
Fair. You want to.
But yeah, no, I went fishing, caught 2 little perch.
Nice.
You know, just a little fish. Well, you know what I mean? I mainly forgot about my rod in the water.
What?
And so I took the fish off the hook and dropped it right next to the motor. And my brother started the boat,
yeah.
and the rod went flying into the
lake. Caught in the thing. Oh,
he's like,
no.
"What'd you get?" He's like, "What'd you get, man? Where's my rod?" Right?
Did it break the rod?
No, it didn't. It was a one piece too, man.
Oh wow!
Yeah, man.
Wow, the fact
it
that
just had a little
scratch
because it was a white rod. It had a little scratch at the tip of it.
Oh, okay.
But it was a pretty strong rod for getting.
I was gonna say,
sucked in by the motor,
dragged
right?
in by the boat. Yeah, exactly.
We cut the line. He was mainly pissed. Like, he was like, "Man, if you broke that rod," he's like, "I would kill you, man."
Yeah.
He's like, "It's a $300 rod,
oh,
right?"
Man.
But the reel got wet. So, you know what I mean? It could, like, damage the reel, right?
On the
so
inside, yeah.
He said, if we keep using it, he's like, "Maybe use it the whole time."
Mm-hmm.
But
that's
I,
not too bad.
Yeah, I got 2 perch. They didn't catch nothing. The only one caught fish.
There you go. And it was you.
Yep.
Yeah, over the weekend I built a computer system.
Oh yeah, like for yourself or?
I think I'll be giving it away a part of the Engage Day of Play.
Oh,
I'll be giving away like a PC. I just built it though.
Yo, that's
how can
sick.
I enter in on this? Because I won't.
I know, right?
Yeah, I don't
he
know.
Knows his stuff too.
Able,
like,
I don't think he'll be able to win. It'll be for the kids.
Yeah. I remember doing that Day of Play. It was wicked, man.
Yeah, so it's a little bit. I got it done in advance, but I built the computer. It's a 9th generation i5 Intel.
Ooh.
And it's got a GeForce 1660 Ti. And that's my video card. I was just going to, like, I hardly used it. It was lightly used. And I was going to sell it on Kijiji for, like, $300.
Yeah.
But instead, I thought, you know what? I'm just going to build a system around it, and I'll give it away.
Yeah.
So, like, has really good parts.
And you had all the parts, right?
Yeah, so. I bought these parts, and I put it together.
Nice.
Over the weekend, and it was pretty fun.
Oh, it's solid.
And it's one of the first systems I built where just everything worked.
Oh, good.
Like sometimes I forget a thing or two, you know? Or
like, you know, like the software updated and stuff. Like,
well, it just turned on. Like if you don't have things installed right, it just won't even turn on.
Oh, it won't even turn on.
Yeah.
I really, building my own systems, I kind of think it's similar to like Jedi because they build their own lightsabers.
Yeah.
If you read
yeah.
the books or if you look yeah. into the deeper,
just
like
yeah.
that,
expanded universe.
Yeah.
So a true Jedi builds his own lightsaber, right? So mm-hmm. it's almost like pressing the power button. You expect the lightsaber to engage, right?
Yeah, but, yeah.
And I've done enough systems where like like the processor or the RAM isn't in right. And
yeah.
just nothing happens.
Starts to fall apart, yeah. yeah.
But yeah, it fired up. And then after that, I installed Windows and it's working now.
Did you tried
PUBG.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Did you put PUBG
on
it?
Yeah, I had to test it.
She
had to test it.
Runs really good. I was running 144 frames per second.
Nice.
Maxing out at the screen
resolution.
Screen cap.
Yeah.
The
1080.
Yeah, 1080.
Yeah.
And it was running hot though. It like runs at like 88 degrees.
Oh wow! So I might need a cooler later on. Eh?
Well, I don't know. It's just how it is. It's just a single fan graphics card. It's just gonna run hot. But it was able to sustain it and it didn't crash or nothing.
Oh, good.
So
yeah, solid.
Yeah.
Well, those things tend to overheat and crash.
Well, the faster and more powerful it is, the more heat it produces and the more like cooling it is needed. But
yeah,
it's just one of the things with PC
gaming.
What
do you have in yours right now to cool it?
Just fans. Like my graphics card though has I think it has 2 or 3 fans on it.
Okay.
And this one only has 1, so that's why I googled it to see like what the heck.
Yeah.
So it's an Asus Phoenix 1660 Ti, and it's worth $400, like brand new.
Yeah.
Just runs hot, but it's still is a badass card. Like,
oh, good.
Like 144 frames per second is really good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did. Like, that was
solid, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, was Thanksgiving, like I mentioned. Basically, with me, it was the Saturday with the family, and then kind of just relaxed, enjoyed the weekend, man.
Yeah, same with me. It was more relaxing.
Yeah, you know what I mean? it was nice.
Made cooking, really. Made steaks and stuff. Plus, we had like turkey.
Yeah.
We have some tickets to give away tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
We're giving away tickets, people.
We're going to do them probably around 7:30, like we usually do.
Yeah. What are they for?
It's tickets for a performance in Toronto. The play is called The Mush Hole.
The Mush Hole.
And it says truth, acknowledgement, and resilience. And it's actually a play put on by Santee Smith. And
yeah, big shout out to Santee.
Yeah, and they're doing it in Toronto. It's the Young People's Theater, actually. So it's actually Samaya in there. And Santee is helping.
Mm-hmm.
You said we're giving away a family pass?
Yeah, we got 2 packs of 4 tickets
right
to give away.
So, you know, people can call in and win a 4-pack.
4-pack of tickets.
Yeah, and the shows are October 19th and the 20th at 2:30 both days.
Yeah,
so again, we'll do the callers at around 7:30.
Yeah, sounds awesome.
Yeah, sounds good. Any shout outs before we hit songs?
Yo, I want to shout out to my mom. Big shout outs to Mom Dukes.
That's awesome.
And when you want to keep up, hit us up.
Look, I'm good. No, I'm crazy.
Facebook, Twitter,
and Instagram. What's my name, Sam?
Newcastle Radio, 93.5.
Yep.
Guess we're back.
Yes, we are. There's quite a bit to talk about. I don't know what you want to start with, but...
Feed me with some of the topics, and then we'll see.
Good old Donald Trump. Yeah. The NBA in China. What a mess that is right now.
What did Trump say, first of all? He was freaking out about something?
So he's trying to play tough guy on Twitter. So he was meeting with like...
Wow, Twitter.
Yeah, always. This guy, well, this
he had
guy's
a press
Twitter
conference
thing.
Today, too. Yes. That was kind of the big news.
But one of the things was they had a sit-down with Nancy...
Pelosi.
Pelosi, yeah. With Nancy Pelosi. And he put this picture. I'll show you guys it. Where it's Nancy standing up to him and literally speaking to him. And he put the caption, "Nervous Nancy's unhinged meltdown."
No way.
Which people were like, that's not true. Like, officials in there were saying, no.
I call that projecting.
She was projecting. She was standing up. It was her turn to speak, and she spoke. He basically is taking shots at this woman, and she's just like, oh, she's so nervous. She's
and
so
who
scared.
Is she?
Well, I mean, like, Trump is projecting. Like, he's, like, accusing his enemies what he's actually guilty of.
Yeah.
So, like, he always does that. Like, everything he's guilty of, he'll just try to throw it in their face as if he can change reality.
He had one point where Pelosi said to him that, you know, Russia now has a foothold in the Middle East, and that's a big thanks to Trump. And she said, all roads of everything that you do leads to Vladimir Putin. Trump responded by saying, I hate ISIS more than you do. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you for
God.
Totally avoiding the thing about Russia and making this about ISIS.
Guy's best, man.
He doesn't.
Another thing he said is he said that the Kurds were no angels.
Yeah.
The who?
The Kurds. And so you have to know that like U.S. government and the Kurds were like allied together and supposedly fighting ISIS together in Syria, I suppose. And I guess the Kurds aren't too popular with Syria or Turkey. And now they're just getting like. Totally killed and like destroyed because the USA just left them. I guess they didn't leave them though. They left them in like certain situations there in the north of Syria
where they people got killed because of that.
Yeah,
no way. Because
of Trump.
Holy.
But Trump today in the thing he like at the same time said he didn't give the green light, but then he was defending the decision.
Yeah,
there was a lot of stuff. Actually, Nan's here. She probably knows.
Oh, yeah. She'll definitely chime in on
this. Yeah, she loves talking about that.
But he, like, it's just hilarious to read and scary at the same time. It's like, as soon as stuff starts going wrong for him, he melts down like a child.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
What a waste. He's a grown man. Yo, like,
he's a grown man.
He's doing this. He's president.
He really talks bad about other people, like his way of defending his policies. Hi, Nan. Get in on this conversation. We're just discussing Trump right now and his supposed meltdown.
We know this is your wheelhouse,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm in. What are we talking about?
You came at the perfect time.
Perfect.
But Trump, obviously. Oh. This guy's the best.
So, tell us, what do you know about what happened today with Nancy Pelosi and his meltdown, apparently?
Oh, my God. I don't know anything.
No?
No, I wasn't paying attention. What happened?
So, they had the meeting today with Nancy Pelosi.
A face-to-face meeting.
Yes.
Trump and Pelosi.
Yeah, like both their sides at a table.
Wait, do you guys remember when Nancy Pelosi did like the really arrogant, like, good for you, clap, in Trump's face after the state of... Oh my gosh.
So they had it like a full thing.
And Trump called it a meltdown, even though he was the one who had a meltdown.
He said that she called her Nervous Nancy and said this was her having a meltdown, even though according to executives that were in there, he was the one who was having a meltdown and freaking out about everything she said. So he's trying to deflect everything on her.
It's classic narcissistic personality disorder to turn the tables and say that the person who's actually in the right is really in the wrong. It's part of gaslighting, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I feel like he's so locked in to being that gaslighting, narcissistic, lying, twisting kind of person that he doesn't even know what side is up anymore. He might actually believe that it was her.
Oh, he does.
Thinking and saying everything that he said.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
One thing I heard today that I thought was pretty awesome is there was a pundit who was saying that what Trump is actually doing in front of everyone's eyes is changing American foreign policy and just by doing it on a whim. And then expecting all of the departments and everything to rearrange themselves and form in behind him the way he's approaching things, which is completely kind of backwards. And another thing, then, is there was a vote to get a
vote back, of confidence, I think it was,
back into Syria to undo the decision. And the Democrats voted for it, and the Republicans did too. There was 129 Republican votes for and 60 against going back to Syria.
Oh.
Undoing his decision. So
there
was 129 Republicans that voted against Trump today.
Holy.
It was a House thing, though. You know how that works.
It was in the House,
He should get impeached, man.
Like, well, apparently.
he is going to get impeached.
That's what a lot of people are looking at. And apparently, it's starting to heat up a little bit.
I mean, the thing is that the House has 235 representatives, right?
Yeah.
The Senate has, I think, 80. So, So if you're looking in terms of headcount, the people in Congress that are against the president, there's actually more of them.
Oh, my God.
Right? More physical human souls that are against the president
him.
Yeah, and than are for. Right. So
he's going to get impeached, then, you're saying.
Because the majority of the House are Democrats. They have the majority.
Oh, man.
Senate has more Republicans, but only by 3. So it's very close.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, another thing, too.
So it's 3 people.
What's going to happen to him if he gets impeached, though?
So the House will impeach him. Absolutely. Yeah. Hands down, 100%. At that point, he will be impeached.
Yeah.
Then it goes to the Senate. And then the Senate has to decide to... I forget re-elect? What the term is. No. The Senate decides to... Because they have to hold a trial.
Yeah.
So the Senate decides how that's going to go.
Oh.
And at the Senate stage is where it might. This is the thing.
Yeah.
It might not go through, but it might go through.
Yeah,
only need to convince 3 or 4 people.
Exactly.
To get it to go through.
Well, I think Trump himself will convince 3 or 4 people. Senator Graham turned on him today. Did you hear about that?
I'm sorry, what?
Senator Graham turned on him today. Yes, did you hear about that?
I saw that.
Like everybody, like even like Fox News, who was very pro Trump, like now they're like not even covering his stories because they're like, man, we can't defend you anymore.
Yeah.
They're like, you are making it impossible.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Like,
there was another thing where apparently they got an approval rating for him from around the United States, Congress, and he has a 50% approval rating and a 50% non approval rating. He then tweeted this out and said, thank you, I'm working so hard. He doesn't realize that the other 50% means we don't like you. We don't want you. He's like, 50, yeah, that's good, right? That's, yeah. That's a D on a paper, man. Like, no, yeah, it's not
for
that
sure,
good.
For sure. That's such a good way of putting it.
That's like giving yourself a high five. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, like, the crazy thing is that how seriously invested were you guys in American politics before Trump became president?
Yeah.
I would say for me, it was when Obama got voted in was when I started kind of caring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Other than that, like I was kind of young, like with the whole George Bush thing and stuff like that. So
it was more Obama. I didn't care. Like I didn't care at all.
Right.
I saw Obama and I was like, wow, he's awesome.
Yeah.
But I did not care. I didn't know anything about the House of Representatives.
I remember being like, yeah, no, like that stuff. No, because like Trump has made it into a circus.
Yeah.
But like I remember the Obama and Mitt Romney election because I was physically nervous. Where
oh,
I was
really?
Like, I want Obama to win so bad. Yeah, I was like, please. And
me too. I was
but
like
yeah,
that too.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel about Jagmeet Singh.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, I don't even hide that I think that he would be an amazing prime minister. I think that he would do a great job.
Great job. Yeah, man. Yeah. And he said he wanted to bring water to.
He just needs to get in to parliament.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how he's in there to me as long as he's there in some form.
I saw him at Caravana. Like,
did you really?
2 years ago, yeah. I just shook his hand because one of my buddies was a big fan of his.
So oh, really?
He was taking pictures with him.
He was on the social earlier this week and he was talking about how he like Rihanna slid into his DMs.
No way! Rihanna?
Yeah, apparently
Rihanna.
Like wished him luck and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
She like sick. She started to follow him on Twitter.
Yo, that's
and then they
sick.
Had a conversation. And his wife?
Yeah.
When she found out, she freaked out. She's like, this is the best day of my life.
Rihanna's talking to you.
She's like, you're talking to Rihanna. I'm being pissed.
Yeah.
Like, trying to steal my man?
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah, she was kind of just like, she liked his message and stuff that he's doing. Yeah. So she was kind of like, hey, like, good luck to you. And
yeah,
stuff.
That's wicked,
yeah,
man.
It's pretty cool, man.
I think that he would be such a good... And he is he's right a, now such is, a good look
like,
for Canada.
Yeah, and he has a really good handshake.
You know seriously?
I mean? Yeah, really good handshake.
Yeah. Firm handshake, man.
He's got a great way of putting things. Like, he talks like how we do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Andrew Scheer, I'm just like, oh, man.
He speaks French. He speaks Sikh. Like,
yeah.
He's,
yeah, yeah. I saw him speaking. He was speaking, like, Hindi at a...
Yeah.
Hindi, is that his
it's Sikh. Sikh? He speaks Sikh.
Yeah. Yeah. Seeing him speak another language, I was just like, oh, my God, he's trilingual.
Yeah, trilingual.
Like,
French,
cool
English,
yeah.
At least he's got to know maybe another language, too, right?
He must. He
Jay,
must.
Do you know any words in Sikh?
No, no. I know Hindu.
Yeah.
Like, namaste.
Namaste?
Yeah.
I've heard that before. What does that mean?
It means hi.
Yeah, okay. I was like, I have heard that.
I know that pani, pani means water.
Okay. Just don't swear at me on
it. No, nice, there's kuch kuch hote means like I love you.
Aw.
I like that. Say that again.
Kuch kuch hote.
That one sounds fancy.
Well, I just know because it's the name of a movie. Title.
I went through a period in time where, like, we were talking about Hindu faith a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And I started to look into some of the music and the hymns and found, like, that a lot of them are in Sanskrit and it's such a beautiful language.
That's for true. That is really true. Yeah.
It's an old language, though, but I thought. I was trying to, like, learn the lyrics to some of the hymns and, like, chill out in my kitchen and clean
I
and
know,
sing along.
Yeah, there's one called the Om Jai Jagadish.
Ooh.
And because it has my middle name in it.
Oh, yeah. You know what's so funny? I like the one that has my name in it.
Yes.
No, it's like Agiri Nandini.
Yes.
Nandini.
Nandini.
I put it on in the car and the kids are like, Agiri Nandini. And they like sing it because it's such a cool song.
Because it's got your name in it.
Yeah.
That'd be excellent if that music could be played while you did like a magic show.
Nandini. Yeah.
I wanted to.
Cut little Jay right in half.
Something with the NDP leader. His name is slipping my mind right now.
Singh,
thank you. He had a good line during the debate when they had the leaders up there, the conservative liberal, where they were talking about climate change. And obviously, Andrew is a very non-believer of climate change. And Trudeau is always like, oh, we'll get to it. And they haven't done anything. And he had a line. It was something along the lines of saying, like, we have the doubter and the do it later right yeah. here, and he was in
Mr.
the middle.
Mr. Delay and Mr. Deny.
Yeah, that's what it was. Mr. Delay yeah. and Mr. Deny. No, and I was like, that? Yep. I was like, oh, that is man. Good.
He because, always comes out with like yeah. the chingers.
Yeah. He speaks like a normal human. Like, yes. I get it. Politicians have to be professional, but sometimes yeah. they try too hard.
Yeah.
He goes up there and he's just him.
Yeah.
Like, for that's sure. what's cool.
One thing that I think is kind of sad is to hear how much you guys hype him up and to know that he's just a man and that he's going to fail you, all of you. And like, there's only so much politicians can do. Because
I'm not sharing who I'm voting for. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying that that line, it got me clapping.
No, don't get me wrong. I'm not criticizing you for your beliefs and what you're going to vote for. Yeah. But for me, as someone who doesn't really believe in that system, I just think that it's kind of totally sad fair. Because you put all these hopes and dreams on just one person who ultimately cannot fulfill them all, you know.
Oh,
it's going to be kind of sad 100%. To see when everyone turns on him, because I can remember when like a lot of Native people were like us all about Justin Trudeau yeah. saying how yeah. I'm such a cynical, jaded person. All I hear is just kind of the same thing as 4 years ago, how much people were sold at just, oh, he has a Haida tattoo of a totem pole or a raven on his shoulder. What? That means he's Native, you know, and that, right. all of this stuff. I'm like, I don't know, guys. Like, this isn't our system. Yeah. This isn't our way. You know, all the rhetoric that
I've
been...
Yeah, he said he was going to do stuff for you guys and he didn't do nothing.
Right. He actually is, like, right now has a lawsuit against, like, thousands of Indigenous kids.
Mm-hmm. Holy...
Well, the thing is, you got to remember, like, he was coming off out of Harper, who said and did some bad things. So, of course, he played off the negatives and made it into positives for himself, man.
Yeah.
As a true politician should.
He's
a good politician, right? He convinced us all that he was going to do something. 100%. That he didn't
100%.
Do it,
right?
Not us. Some people.
Most people.
Like, I think the draw for me is that essentially you get to pick your opponent. There's going to be a fight. You just get to pick who you're going to fight against. Right?
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
And it doesn't have to be the person that you believe is going to do the most awesome things for you, but it's the person that you believe when you come to them and say, you said you were going to do this, but you didn't, then they'll own it and they'll try and do better. And I just think that out of the pool there, that he might be the one that is the one that people can work with.
Right, right. I'm, you know what I mean? I think I might vote this year. I don't know. I've never voted before and I think every vote counts, right?
Honestly, I'm just going to say it. He's brown. Like, I think a lot of people are just drawn to voting for him because he's brown.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
He better never let us down.
I mean, if he does, that's the thing. It's going to be a worse. Like, it's kind of like when you hear bad news and you're like, please don't let them be like a person of color. Please don't let them be. Like, because... Right?
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe
you're scared
maybe
of getting let down.
Andrew doesn't experience that, but as an Indigenous person, I do.
Say no.
I don't know if it's possible to like please the corporate overlords that be plus like be environmentally conscious and like Indigenous, pro Indigenous. You know, is it possible? I don't know. Like to be pro Earth and be, you know.
I think in this day and age, it is because I think that there's a lot of millennials and Gen Xers that have that social responsibility piece embedded in their corporate plan.
Yeah.
So
I'm definitely millennial.
They're kind of like bred and programmed for consumerism, though, right? Like they're not going to be ones breaking free of the matrix like Neo. Like everyone feeds into the same consumerist capitalist machine. And I don't know. Like I don't know if there's a good happy ending in, say, other than like a huge crash and burn, which maybe might be for the best for Native people. Especially if we go back to like, I don't know.
Okay, so let's think about it.
I don't know where I'm going with that.
With the previous generation, they kind of grew up with like cops and robbers and cowboys and Indians, right? Like good guy versus bad guy and a really weird like the Captain America. But we grew up with different icons that kind of formed how we all see things, right? Like we grew up with the bad boy with a heart of gold. That's kind of like our narrative in Gen X and millennials.
Tony Soprano.
Right. So I'm kind of thinking that that's formed how we see things.
True.
And that might impact upper levels of corporate rulership. But I'm not involved in the corporate world, so who?
So maybe you're saying like maybe millennials with a conscience will someday be in control of all the corporations and maybe we can steer the ship around where we don't self-destruct and totally...
Yeah.
We hope so.
Well, corporate burn up social and die. Responsibility yeah. is just something that's kind of trendy in the last 20 years. It wasn't mm-hmm. something that was important yeah. in yeah, a lot
yeah.
of industries.
Yeah, sure. I can't argue with anything you're saying. Mm-hmm. Let's go get a Starbucks.
Are you asking out on a date? Ooh,
yeah. That's cute. Let's go. Right now, these two can finish off the show.
Sounds fair to me.
Yo, if you're looking for the new tickets to the Mush Hole to see Santi in Toronto, call now. 905-296-1286.
If it ain't a hit, it gets no play.
Top 40, R&B and hip-hop.
My hip-hop. Nothing but the best music.
Casa Radio, 93.5 FM.
Hey.
Hey. Bye.
Yeah, man.
So have you guys heard about this whole thing that's going on with the NBA, LeBron James, China?
He did something in China?
No. So, for those of you who don't know, there's been the whole thing in China, the protests in Hong Kong specifically, where basically people are just having their basic human rights taken away. China is a dictatorship as much as they deny that they are.
Yeah.
They are. They're in full control of the people. So people have been protesting this and whatnot and going against it. Well, the NBA has a very big business with China. It is the most watched sport in China is the National Basketball Association. And one of their most popular teams is the Houston Rockets.
Wait, China loves China American basketball? Loves
they have their own basketball league in China and they love the NBA.
Wow.
It is like,
wait, where's is Yao that Ming why from? Dennis Rodman went to go and talk to the people in Korea?
Dennis Rodman's a freak. We don't really.
No, but the Basketball Association and like, Kim Jong-un was like a fan. Okay. Yeah.
Well, China and North Korea are different. Where's Yao Ming from?
Yao is from China.
Okay.
Yao is from China. So that was a big part of the popularity was when Yao Ming came into the NBA in like the early 2000s. So
he's like 8 feet tall.
Huge deal. Yeah. Huge guy. So basically the whole thing that's going on is the NBA, because of the popularity in China, they have a lot of money on the table with them in businesses, commercial TV rights, etc. So the general manager of the Houston Rockets, who again is like the most popular team in China, put out a tweet a couple weeks ago where he basically said what the Chinese government is doing has to stop. Like he was very vocal about protesting against China.
Mm.
Well, because he witnessed it when he went down there.
Well, so they were actually heading there. He wasn't there yet, but he was like, by the way, like, this has got to stop. Like, he was very vocal about the whole argument. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of NBA fans were like, man, good on you. Like, good on you for standing up, considering you're going there right now.
Yeah.
Well, now, the NBA and their Chinese partners want to pull everything off the table, like all their money. They don't want to do stuff with the Houston Rockets. They don't want to do stuff with the NBA. So this caused the NBA to, people believe, under the table, go to some of their superstars and say, hey, defend China, which is horrible. Well, LeBron James did it. LeBron James, the biggest face in basketball, comes up and goes, yeah, the GM of the Rockets didn't know what he's talking about. He hasn't been there. He hasn't experienced it. It's not that bad. I think the government's in a good place.
I think the government's
He basically,
in a good place.
Like, he worded it in that way, where he's like, yeah, everything's fine over there. Like, people are making a big deal. And everyone's like, what are you talking about? Like, and he said that the general manager of the Rockets is uneducated and misformed on this issue. Wow. He's not.
Like, I mean, they're just, it's Twitter, right?
But he said this in an actual interview.
Oh, he did?
LeBron did, yeah.
And he plays for the Lakers.
He plays for the Lakers.
So you can't really say anything about the Rockets.
So it got to the point where LeBron said this, and of course he's getting a lot of media backlash. And he's a very popular player over in China as well. He's one of the biggest players of all time. Where protesters on one of their days of protest brought hundreds of LeBron jerseys and burned them in the middle of the street.
Oh, man.
As a form of their protest.
I mean, that's kind of like the theater of politics, though, right? Like, if they want to prove a point and they want to stand up against something, then you do something dramatic that will get media attention and then your profile is raised. Mm-hmm. So that's part of it. But LeBron James, like, he does so much for his own community.
He does. And that's why it was shocking to a lot of people, was like, There was a thing a couple years ago from somebody from Trump's government, a woman, said that basketball players should stop talking politics and just dribble the ball.
Yes, I remember that. Shut up and dribble the ball.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of the NBA players came out and they showed that they were very smart, like in terms of politics. So that's why when LeBron comes out and says this, where he's like, oh no, the GM of the Rockets doesn't know what he's talking about, like things in China aren't as bad, it's like, now you, this is a situation where maybe you should just shut up and dribble the ball.
Yeah. Like, because, like, what are you saying? He was told to say that?
That's what people feel like, because especially he is very big with clothing companies who work inside of China.
Right.
So it's like he probably has a lot of money set up in China.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's been one of the big things this week, is like everybody is slowly turning on LeBron James.
Yeah.
There's a similar thing happening in video games. There's a,
a
publisher named Blizzard.
Yeah.
And they issued stuff that was favorable towards the communist government, like anti-protester.
Yeah.
Because it has to do with a streamer.
So, yeah, that one was Hearthstone. It's a very popular game. They were holding a tournament, and one of the champions, they asked him to come onto the stream. And when he did, he was wearing a gas mask, and he took it off and basically said, protect China, protect those in Hong Kong. Like, we need to stand up and do something.
Right.
And they threatened to take all his winnings that he's ever won. Yeah. They suspended him and all that stuff. And, of course, people went at Blizzard just like they did LeBron. Because they're like, you're taking away free speech.
What happened is so many people started unsubscribing from Blizzard that they actually put in like a four-step process to be able to stop people from just hemorrhaging. They stopped the hemorrhage of players from leaving by putting up this four-step authentication process that was the stopping people from dropping from Blizzard, but so many people deactivated their accounts after that because they really feel like they turned their backs on the gaming community.
On the players,
And the players and the city of Hong Kong, probably so many Blizzard players, it's like hard to tell this audience who's listening right now how big of a deal video games are in China.
Well, they were saying, like, especially the Hearthstone community, like that game specifically, like, I think it was almost 50% of their player base is from there. And then it's like the rest is from the US, and then the rest is all very minuscule numbers around the world.
Yeah, all the video game players in the world are the best ones are in China.
Are all like China and around those areas in Asia. Yeah.
They're Asian, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think me personally, I would support any people's resistance to a horrible regime of terror and death and a place where you're not even allowed to have news. Like, like I think China is like Trump's dream come true. In reality, he just visit over there and see what they're allowed to do. But you can kill journalists. Like if someone writes a little opinion you don't like, kill them.
They're
like,
you're after executed. Them, it's over. Yeah, exactly.
And so there's no freedom there. And I think that because of the internet community and the global world, like Chinese people are starting to realize that it could be way better.
Yeah.
They're scared to talk.
Too, they are. You can't over there. Like,
and
you,
I think
you
also
cannot.
Another warning for us over here is we have to stop looking at all of, we have to stop like over legislating and restricting people from doing things so much. I think that we could become like China someday right here in our own land if we're not careful. Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's scary, yeah. Like, the thing with Blizzard, too, is they were put so back into a corner after this. Like, this made worldwide news. Like, you're talking the biggest, like, CNN, like, the biggest things in the States, the biggest things in Europe. They were picking up the story to the point where Blizzard was like, okay, maybe we screwed this up. So they gave the guy all his money back.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that part.
They gave him his winnings back because they were backed into a corner. They still haven't, he might be suspended for a bit. Mm-hmm. But like they gave him his money back and everything because like the media was like, how dare you?
Over here you should be allowed to express any type of political view.
Yeah,
that involves like peace and not like no violence. You should be able to say anything you want. That's what our whole society is based on, is having any kind of opinion.
And I get it, like because again, Blizzard, just like the NBA, have a lot of money tied up in China. That's why they were kind of like, hey, please don't do this, because it's like we benefit off them.
Yeah.
So that's why they were trying to defend themselves, but they went about it just horribly.
I suppose like one could have like a horrible opinion, like like say if like there's like all of these alt-right guys and like Nazi opinions, like those opinions aren't legitimate ones because they call for the deaths of other people. So that's why like
if you're willing to sit and have that peaceful talk, like yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. Like, you know, the kid was just like, hey, we should be doing something different and help free those in China who are being held.
And people were like,
how dare
people.
You? Like, yeah.
Wow.
It was ridiculous. It was a ridiculous week. Yeah.
There's such a transition, like a world transition, moving into this new, like, kind of non-religious moral base in their older generations and people with those older values that are still clinging to that religious ideal of morals and values. And there's just such a huge chasm between the two. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's ever going to be able to be reconciled. Like, we might as a humanity be forever divided between one side thinks the other side is immoral and the other side says the other side is unjust.
Right. Well, that's fair. 100%.
It's even happening here at Six Nations.
Yeah.
You know, there's a divide within the community of people who believe in a certain religious perspective of the way that the community should be and others who do not accept that way.
Yeah.
I don't think it's ever going to be mended.
I don't know. When it comes to religion, people just lose all logic. Mm. And that's why I stay away from religions. Like, imagine that. You can't even have a real conversation. They just go into robot mode on like what they in theory believe and what they've been taught to believe. And can't really have real conversations with people who subscribe to dogma. There's just there's no real conversation to be had. Like, we could just go over the talking points.
Yeah. Yeah, because if two people totally see something as unjust, completely on the polar opposite ends of what the item is that you're talking about, like, how can you ever come to this, to a safe, the same terms about things?
Unless you're some sort of, like, moderating magician named Nandini. Yes, we'll take a question. You know, like, you have to do the moderating, like, Wolf Blitzer, you know?
Yeah. Nanderson Cooper.
Nanderson Cooper. Any last shout outs before we sign out?
That was the most perfect shout out.
I think it was. Yeah. Nanderson Cooper to you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Winter Warp Drive is going down November 10th, Club Envy.
Yes, it is. November 10th?
Yeah.
There you go.
We have a couple more tickets. You can just call and win those if you do.
Yeah. If you want those tickets, 905 296 1286.